Susie's dad, Paul, will be 83 on Friday the 20th. He, as Susie, are in Alexandria, Pennsylvania.
SOV announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthdays on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand delivered by a hardworking, uniformed representative of the United States government. Nick in West Mifflin says lock, stock, and would have been another great clue. He's right. Lock, stock, and barrel would have worked as well. Congratulations. If you came up with a barrel, the answer to our Afterthoughts puzzle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Oh, I have a little daughter, and my daughter's name is Kate, and she's every bit mischievous as a kitten on a skate, with the bandage on her forehead and the bruises on her knees. Newest where she fought with buccaneers upon the seven seas. Or it's up the stairs and down the stairs and in the room and out, like a miniature tornado she can blow the house about, taking angel with the devil in the twinkling of her eye. And that's my Katie, little lady, and I love her. You might believe in miracles, you might believe in saints, but you never believe my Katie when she's playing with her paints. Oh, there's red up on the window and there's green upon her face, in her hair and in her eyes, but on the paper not a trace. When she's in a room and quiet and there comes a bit of calm, you develop the sensation that you're sitting on a bomb. Take an angel with the devil in the twinkling of her eye, and that's my Katie, little lady, and I love her. My Katie loves the games, you know, 30 times a week. I find myself from goon to a game of hide and seek. So I find myself a closet on the beds I quietly creep, and I wait for 30 minutes till my brain is going to sleep. Yes, I sit there in the closet and it seems like half a day, till I find a friend has come to call and Kate's gone out to play. Take an angel with the devil in the twinkling of her eye, that's my Katie, little lady, and I love her. And you might have heard of daddies who dote upon the girls, who get wrapped around their fingers by the tossing of the curls, who respond to hugs and kisses till there's nothing they wouldn't do. Don't you ever believe a word of it, it simply isn't true. For I'd only jump the moon for her, I'd only jump the sea for the hugs I get to give her and the kiss she gives to me. Take an angel with the devil in the twinkling of her eye, that's my Katie, little lady, and I love her. Take an angel with the devil in the twinkling of her eye, that's my Katie, little lady, and I love her.
If you know anybody with a daughter named Katie or named Katie, that is a song you might want to make them aware of. Tom Paxton at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. One of our favorite games, and I think probably one of yours too.
Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the June Summer Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
I would love to meet you. Ricky would too, and also give you a chance to tour our Youth Media Center. And you can do just that along with us at a free event Tuesday, June 24th. Stop by anytime between 4 and 6 o'clock. We are going to be celebrating the work of over 100 SLV-trained Remake Learning Days youth ambassadors from across Pennsylvania. You'll have a chance to meet them, and we also can spend time with one another. You can get more information and also RSVP at this location, tinyurl.com/RLD is in Remake Learning Days, RLD Ambassadors 2025. I hope we'll see you there. Food from our friends at Bistro to go, and a lot of good cheer and good company, and a chance to tour the Youth Media Center too. That's happening on Tuesday, June 24th. I can't believe how quickly the year has gone by. It is, isn't it? It's time to play Guess Who? And today, the Guess Who initials are P. D, P, D, that's P as in Pittsburgh, and D as in downtown, P, D, it can be downtown, wherever you are, P, D. Now, we have one particular person in mind. This person could be real, fictitious, could be somebody living or no longer living, man or a woman, maybe it's somebody from entertainment, literature, history. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name you'll recognize. P.D. You can guess as many times as you would like, and you can begin guessing right now at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. I will give you incorrect guesses as they come in, and that will help you narrow it down a bit. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who with the initials P.D. Thank you. the calls and the guesses are coming in, and they're coming in so rapidly that I haven't had a moment to acknowledge them yet. If you're calling in now, hang on. We'll get to you in just a moment at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. And let me get right to acknowledging today's guesses. Wow, I often have a lot of trouble keeping up. Tom has Pat DeCesar, Paul Drake, poet Paul Dunbar, Patrick Duffy, Patrick Dempsey, Peter Drucker, Paula Dean, Patty Davis, Patty Duke, and a few others. Tom has a very good list. I'm going to leave a few of his for other folks to guess. James in Freiburg has Philip K. Dick, Phyllis Diller, Pete Doherty, Peter Deloise, Phil Donahue, Peter Dinklage, and Princess Diana. None of those is it. I'm going to give you a big hint shortly. Mike and Mars has Pittsburgh Dad. Not Pittsburgh Dad. Nick and Susan in New York City have Patty Duke, Peter Dinklage, Paul Dano, Pete Davidson, Paula Dean, Patty Davis, and Patrick Dempsey. Mike and Mars has Pete Davidson. Nick and Susan also add Pam Dauber. Good guess. Christopher in Monroeville has Phyllis Diller as a guess. Paula Dean says Trish in Cook Forest, Pennsylvania. Nick and Susan also have Princess Diana. And they have somebody who I am going to look up. My first lookup of the day is correspondent Peter Ducey, a senior White House correspondent. And Nick and Mars has Patrick Dempsey, Paul Dano, and I think Pete Davidson. It says Peter David. Maybe, is there a Peter David? Not one I know, but you know, knowing Nick, there is, so let me check. An American writer of comic books, novels, films, I'll bet you that's who he meant. That's not who our PD is, though. We have three Nicks participating this morning. Nick in West Mifflin says Paul Drake. Susan has a guess of Phil Donahue. Mike has a guess of Popeye Doyle. A great guess, Mike. And Jim in Blackridge says, how about Pam Dauber? Trish adds Phil Donahue. And Patrick in South Park adds Patrick Duffy and Phil Donahue. And another, I guess, of Pete Davidson from Jim in Blackridge. John and Addie have Patty Duke, Paul Drake, Perry Mason's private investigator, Paul Drake. Let me go back and share the rest of Tom's. We're playing Guess Who. The initials are P.D. Pierre DuPont was another one of Tom's. And I think now they've all been covered. Phyllis Diller was one I didn't mention before. Yes, they've all now been covered. We have some, here are some more that have been texted in. John in Economy has Phil Donahue, Peter Dinklage, Philip K. Dick, and Phyllis Diller. No. And Gail in Stanton Heights has Peter Drucker, Phyllis Diller, Peter David, Patty Duke, Phil Donahue, and Paula Dean. Caden has a guest of Phil Dill. Phil Dill. You've heard of Transformers before. Well, Phil Dill is a human being that can turn himself into a dill pickle any time he wants. He's able to do it through his superpower of thinking of the color green. As soon as he thinks of the color green, Phil Dill transmogrifies, that's his term, not mine, into one dill pickle. Every now and then, people will try to make him think of the color green and have him change against his will. When that happens, he thinks of purple and tries hard to avoid that happening. That's Caden's guess. Ponce de Leon, guessed by Mick in St. Clair. Not Ponce de Leon. Patrick in Stanton Heights has Pete Davis and Patrick Duffy, Pam Dauber, Patty Duke, Phyllis Diller, Phil Donahue, Peter Daly, Patty Darbinville, Peter Doohan, Pirate Dread, and one I've got to look up, Paoli Dam, an Indian actress. It's probably Paoli Dam. Peter Dinklage, guessed by Annie, and Richard's got Portia de Rossi, Paul Davis, Peter Drucker. Okay, I've got to give you a hint. We're looking for a fictitious father. A fictitious father. P.D. I hope that helps. A fictitious father. And I could have given you a more onomatopoetic clue, which I think would be, let's see, really not a perfect dad. sort of a peculiar dad, but that's not a good word either. A pleasant dad, that would work. But it's a fictitious father. Now, before I gave you that clue, Rich in Freeport had a guess of Patsy Donovan. Annie added Peter DeLuise. Mike and Mars added Papa Doc Duvalier. Linda added the whole police department. No, not that. So we're looking for a fictitious father. I hope that helps. 412-200-5975. We've had guesses of Peter Michael David's son. As well as Peter Davison, the British actor. Matt just guest Philip Dick, the character. We got a few guesses of him before. Now, this is a pretty modern answer. It may take a whole group of people to come up with it, but again, it's a fictitious father. The initials are P.D. P.D. We'll see how you do. 412-200-5975. Pretty well-known fictitious father. Tom just came up with the correct answer in McCandless. So it is solvable. 412-200-5975. We'll give you just another moment or two. Gail just came up with it. And we're going to give you a few more moments. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. You should be able to come up with the correct answer. It's a fictitious father. A lot of people got their fill watching this character played on television as sort of a goofy dad. And we're looking for the character, not the actor. Hello to Rick in Highland Park. Oh, what a great guess. You make me happy that we play Guess Who? P.D., as in P.D.Q. Bach, the father of modern music. It's not P.D.Q. Bach. And Bruce adds Pittsburgh Dad. Annie just got the correct answer. Well done. And not Peter Doyle, Linda guessed. I told you this is a fictitious character. Married to somebody named Claire, a real estate agent. He is a real estate agent. And it's an ABC show that was a huge hit. Were you able to come up with it? Last call for Guess Who? The initials PD. This one's tough, unless your mind was calibrated that way. We were looking for Phil Dunphy. Phil Dunphy. I thought it would be fun to have a fictitious TV father. And that's the name of the father in the show Modern Family. And he's played by Ty, I believe it's Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L. And he is the self-defined cool dad. So a charge to you. That was a tough one today. If you came up with Phil Dunphy.
It was in the morning, a sunny Saturday. I turned on the TV and on the couch I lay. I watched my favorite program and another two or three. When my dad came in the room and said these words to me. Son, turn off the TV. There's lots of things to do. Your bed's not made, the chores aren't done, the sun is shining too. I said, Dad, I'm busy. I gotta watch this show. I guess I should have listened, but how was I to know? 'Cause then he walked across the room and then he pulled the plug. He lifted up the television, he skipped across the rug. He opened up the window and then I said, Dad, no! He gave the thing a heave and I watched the TV go. Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I think he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. When I saw it go, when I heard the crash, I knew that things at our house would soon be changing fast. My dad looked out the window and he mumbled, my oh my. My brother looked out too and said, I'm gonna die. And that night after dinner, when we went to watch the set, all I found was nothing. I said, how could I forget? My brother fell down on the floor and moaned, what will I do? I said, why don't you move away? He said, the same to you. But then he told a joke, and I told two or three. And the one about the elephants made Dad fall on his knees. My mom did her impression of a duck that couldn't fly, that would have made you wet your pants and maybe even cry. All because Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I think he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Well, life without the TV wasn't what I feared. I didn't really miss it, though some friends thought I was weird. I didn't miss commercials and all the blood and guts and all the stupid shows my brother watched that drove me nuts. But then one sunny Saturday, my dad could not be found. I looked high and low, and from his room I heard a sound. I walked into his room to see what it could be. I found my father hiding there, watching a TV. I said, oh, Dad, not really. You ought to be ashamed. He said kind of sheepishly, I just want to watch the game. I picked up the TV. I waltzed across the room. I gave the thing a heave and I waited for the boom. Oh, I threw the TV out the window, the window. I think I finally cracked. I threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Oh, I threw the TV out the window, the window. I think I finally cracked. I threw the TV out the window.
That is Bill Harley at the Saturday Light Brigade, and congratulations if you came up with Phil Dunphy for Guess Who. Number of guesses of Paul Drake coming in today. The character on Perry Mason. Including from Greg in McKeesport and Paul in Homer City, who I didn't get a moment to acknowledge. Stone passed away on June 9th. Monday of this week. And I mentioned earlier, we played this song on the very first Saturday Light Brigade. I don't know why I remember it, but I do. That song came out in 1968, and Sly Stone left a lot of great music. Thank you for letting me be Mice Elf again, and Family Affair among them. And if you watch any available videos of his performance, he and the band always looked like they were just having the time of their lives. He also worked on a San Francisco radio station, KDIA. Sly Stone lived a long life. He died at 82, but I wanted to mention his death. Coming up, a chance for you to salute your dad or your grandfather or another person who played that kind of role in your life, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets somebody's weekend off to a good start. Oh, it's Darren Sutton. This is the show that gets Darren Sutton's weekend off to a good start in Guy's Mills at the campground, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org/radio. And Darren, thank you for your email.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. That's right. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know that we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
That is Allison Brown and Keb Mo with What's Going On by Request. I've tried to acknowledge some of our guests who emails. It's hard in texts. It's hard to get to every single one of them. We do our best. And thank you for being with us. Oh, I did forget to acknowledge some Facebook participants. And they include Margaret, who had a guess of Patty Davis, Andrew had a guess of Philip Dick, and Princess Diana. Oh, Jess had a great one. Another fictitious dad, Philip Drummond from Different Strokes. And Ralph in Mount Lebanon knew Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. And also had a guess of Placido Domingo. I'm so glad. Forgive me for not getting these earlier. Philip K. Dick, Patrick Duffy, Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson, in this case. Let's see. Police Department, Patrick Dempsey, and Pam Dauber, Paula Dean, and a few more. Let's see. Patty Duke, Phil Donahue, and Phyllis Diller, all coming along on Facebook. If you follow us at SLB Radio, you'll see a lot of people interacting and playing Facebook, maybe, or playing Guess Who at our other puzzles, maybe even people you know. So I encourage you to do so. Now, it being Father's Day weekend, I thought we'd do something we've done in the past, and that is for you to share something that your dad taught you or imprinted upon you or within you that is meaningful to you, and ideally in a positive or affirming way. I'll start by letting you know one such thing in my case, but I say this because over the time we've done this together, it's been interesting to hear what people have to say in this regard. It is true that sometimes not everybody can participate, but maybe there's somebody else growing up or even later in life as an adult that you had this kind of relationship with that imprinted something upon you. I know I've mentioned this to you before, but the biggest one from my dad that comes to mind, there are others, but this one always bubbles up to the top. And he expressed it kind of in a funny way, but he would say, walk in like you own the place. You don't remember that, Ricky. He would say, walk in like you own the place. And what he meant was be confident. That was his way of saying, be confident. If you enter, you know, a store, or if you're going into a room with a lot of people and you're feeling nervous, to just come in with the confidence that you belong and that it's okay to be there. And that was the way he expressed it. And it's always stuck with me. Is there something your dad said or did that you really remember? It could be something funny, too. Not quite poignant in that way. Why not share it with us at 412-200-5975? It could be an expression like the one I just gave you. That one really stuck with me. feel free to share it, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Cleaning up some text messages regarding Guess Who. Russ had the great observation that if you knew the Polaroid camera from earlier this morning, knowing Phil Dunphy, the intersection of those two sets of the Venn diagram, there's a sliver of people who might have known both of those, since they're from somewhat different eras. And Russ also added that his, we're talking through text messages about all-time TV dads, Jim Anderson of Father Knows Best. While we're hoping you'll call to share something about your dad or your grandfather, either some wisdom imparted to you, regarding Father Knows Best, if you want to have a little fun, look for Father's Knows Best radio programs online. And you will find that that character evolved considerably. In the early days of Father Knows Best on the radio, the Robert Young character of Jim Anderson was mean. He was sarcastic. He kind of made fun of his kids. And he was not a nice guy at all. And then he softened over the course of the radio program. And on TV, he was certainly the character you would expect him to be. But the radio program version is really something. 412-200-5975. You might just want to share a memory of your dad. We'd love to hear anything, whether it be about a grandparent or your father. Again, our number is 412-200-5975. This is a silly one, but my mom's dad would always play this game with us, where we were to hold out our hand and all of our fingers together on one side and our thumb on the other side, separated by about maybe 3 inches or so. And he would take a dollar bill and he would drop it from above our well-formed claw. And if we could catch it as it was falling, we'd get to keep it. And we often would catch it, but that was something. Then my dad's dad, do you know what this game is? You would stick your, another hand thing, you would stick your hands out, palm up, parallel to each other. Or, no, he would do that. And you would put your hands palm down on top of his hands, and he would try to smack your hand gently. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Hey, I'm getting some nods from Chad. And that was sort of a game you would play, and you'd reverse positions if you managed to get your hands out of the way quickly enough. Maybe this was just my family, but we seem to care a lot about hands, but not in the patty cake sort of way with grandparents. Our number is 412-200-5975. If you have a story to share, we'd love to hear from you. The Electric Bonsai Band has a story. Andrew Ratchin is who sings here.
The ties get wider, the pants get tight. I look inside, but the memory stalls. shirts get brighter, the pants turn white. It's almost winter, Miami calls. The belts get bigger, as does the waist. I never figured on being this vast. Look in the mirror, that's not my face. It's happened so hard and so fast. And I am my dad. Yes, I am my dad. The eyes get weaker, the cheeks get pink. The hair gets thinner, what hair still remains? I can't wear sneakers, I start to shrink. The brown gets closer with every day. And I am my dad. Yes, I am my dad. Though the signs may seem blurry when out on the highway, don't tell me I'm legally blind. There's no need to worry, we'll make it through my way, we'll straddle that dotted white line. The pulse gets quicker, the ankles creak. I grab my slippers when I have to run. The blood gets thicker, the bladder's weak. It's passed on from father to son. And
I'm getting bigger day by day. I'm getting so much bigger day by day. Daddy do too. I'm getting smarter day by day. I'm getting so much smarter day by day. Yes, I know my mommy loved me. Daddy do too. I'm getting stronger, so much stronger day by day. My hair is getting longer day by day. Yes, I know my mommy loved me. Yes, I know my mommy loved me. My daddy do too. Yes, I know my mommy loved me. My daddy do too. I'm getting older, so much older, day by day. Getting braver and bolder day by day. Yes, I know my mommy loved me. My daddy do too. Well, well, I know my mommy loved me. My daddy do too. Yes, I know my mommy loved me. My daddy do too. Well, well, I know my mama loved me. My daddy do too.
Persuasions here. at the Saturday Light Brigade, and my daddy do too. I hope that Patrick understands the text I just sent him, because the last two words are not words. They're not even close. But he wrote to ask if we would prefer a text or a call with reflections about one's dad. And Patrick, my answer was either is fine. A call would be great. Not a call would Ebb T-Rat. It's kind of like that Bob Newhart routine. To be or not to be, that is the Borschnapp or whatever. 412-200-5975. And we welcome you, however you would like to share watchwords your father gave you or grandfather that stuck with you, or anything you might remember. We have time to get some calls on the air, so we'd love to hear from you. Electric Bonsai Band did I Am My Dad, a song that's always been enjoyed considerably. Ricky and I were talking, her dad, and I forgot about this one, as Ricky was growing up, it was, you know, walk around in his moccasins was the way he would put it. Take time to understand the other person. Good words to consider, to be sure. But I, aside from the one I told you, I do not have as many directly from my dad. I mean, there's plenty of experiences. This is one I remember specifically, the night that I was old enough to go trick-or-treating by myself. I think it was Jimmy, Bert, maybe him and Pat Albert. I can't remember the kids I went with, but I remember being old enough to trick-or-treat by myself and thinking how bummed my dad was, and like sitting at the dinner table thinking, well, Dad, I don't know if you heard, but Mom said I can go trick-or-treating by myself, so I'm leaving you here tonight. And I felt like I was really breaking it to the guy that, you know, he wasn't going to be able to go trick-or-treating. And I think I know that inside he was thinking, whew, finally. Got David, you know, old enough to go out by himself, and Richard, and now Larry. You know, I can sit home and have another cup of coffee instead of trudging around the neighborhood. Our number, 412-200-5975. And I'm glad, Patrick, that you called and either heard me on the air or were able to interpret my terrible spelling or typing. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. It's a busy day.
Yeah, it's a busy weekend for us. But yeah, you're talking about like stories about dads and granddads. And, well, I don't have much to say about my own dad because he died when I was very, very young of multiple sclerosis.
Mm.
But before he got sick with it, so like in the late 1940s, and I didn't know this until after my mother passed away, that my dad had started a delivery business for bakeries. He was up to two trucks when he got sick. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. Because like, there's so much, my family doesn't really talk that much. I learned things later. But my mother's dad did a lot of things. Most of the family didn't learn it. So after my Uncle Jack passed away back in 1991, and we started going through the house, because he lived in the same house he was born in for his entire life. But like, my mother and her sisters didn't know, like, their dad went to a college on the north side right before World War I, before he was drafted into World War I. and the college doesn't even exist anymore. And we knew he was wounded in World War One and had multiple surgeries where his right leg wound up being shorter than his left. But then during the 1920s, he designed devices for cars for people with disabilities, or what we now would call disabilities, and sold those patents to the Ford Motor Company.
Huh.
And we don't know what those devices are. I tried looking him up on Google Patents, and I couldn't find any of them. But something else. After my mother passed away, I got her boxes of photos. And one of those boxes was a business card for the King's Orchestra. No one in the family knew our grandfather managed an orchestra in Pittsburgh during the 1920s.
Wow.
Now, the old radio show, Rhythm Sweet and Hot, like Mike Blaskett and those guys that used to be on 90.5, I contacted them, like, if anyone's going to know about this band, it's going to be them.
Yeah, you would think.
Nothing.
Interesting.
They suggested I contact the library, and they found one instance of the King Orchestra playing at a veterans event in Columbus, Ohio. I was like, there's all these things our grandfather did that no one knew about until we started going through all the papers in the house.
Yeah, you find out later in life. That's fascinating. And when you think about what the Pittsburgh music scene might have been like around the time of Prohibition and thereafter, I can give you one bit of information that I'm pretty sure is correct, is that the university that you mentioned was probably Western University of Pennsylvania, which was on Observatory Hill on the north side. It became...
Well, that's what became Pitt.
Yeah. But Western Pennsylvania operated from 18... Or Western University was a full university from 1890 to 1909. And that could have been... the college on the north side you were referring to. So I wonder if any of those records might have ended up with Pitt. You know, if they have archives of any of those things. Looks like we lost Patrick in the midst of that call. I'll bet that's him calling back. Patrick, is that you?
Yeah, it is me. I don't know what happened. I'm just sitting in my home.
We might have had something good by there. But I was saying, you know, maybe Pitt's archives has something if Western University's archives ended up at the university. But
maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, they certainly keep plenty of records.
Yeah. Anything else that you wanted to share? Sorry, we lost you for some reason.
That's okay. Something else my family didn't know that my mother and her siblings were very young, so like the 1930s, they knew their dad went out somewhere on a regular basis, but they didn't, my parents, her like their parents didn't talk. My grandmother and grandfather didn't say anything. And so again, after my uncle passed away, they went through the papers, discovered he was taking engineering classes at Carnegie Tech.
Wow.
It's like, what? looking through the census, there are very different censuses that have been released over the years. Like, during the same time, he hired himself as a house painter. Like, because he was in World War One, he got a military pension. But if he got a regular job, he'd lose that pension. He could never get it back, even if he became unemployed again. So he could only do odd jobs. So it's like, all these different things he did, but nothing was ever said.
Yeah.
You mean my mother said, yeah, my parents didn't say anything.
It was a time, I think adults were often really quiet in sharing that kind of information, a lot less so than now. And you find the documentation posthumously, which it's both sad, but also fascinating